Take God's word for it this Father's Day. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. That was 1 John 3, verse 1. Today's devotional is entitled, How to Know God as Your Perfect Loving Father. Sometimes human fathers paint a horrific picture of fatherhood. Just ask Josh McDowell, the very well-known Bible preaching author and speaker. His father, the town drunk, abused the family in horrid ways. McDowell's family life reflected hell far more than any glimmer of heaven, and the abuse lasted for years and years and years. Obviously, his father did not know God as his heavenly father. It was a horrific background from which to come. Today, self-help books would try to make McDowell feel good about himself. But McDowell instead was drawn to Jesus Christ and was born again so that he could know the goodness of God as Father. Knowing God as Father changes your identity from a victim to a victor. Today, he and his family espouse an amazingly loving, healthy legacy of the Lord. It's miraculous. Jesus did it, and Jesus can do it for you. So let's be honest here. Did you have a bad dad? Are you wrestling with the gnawing feeling of, I'm not good enough because my dad didn't love me enough? Do you want to know how to know God as your personal, perfect, loving Father? To know God as Father, you must know Jesus as Savior. Consider the astounding truth of God's love for you and me in the following words that Jesus said in John 14:21. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Wow! Hallelujah! What a promise! Think about it. Jesus invites you and me to experience the love of the Father in the most intimate of ways, in the most perfect of ways, in the most infinitely fantastic, amazing ways. Today, invite Jesus into every hurting spot of your heart. When you know Jesus as Savior, you know God as Father in the perfect, infinitely good, lavishly loving ways. No pain exceeds his ability to heal. Don't put up any more walls. Instead, on the Lord, just call out to him and just come to Christ. Come to Christ afresh and see what kind of love the Father has given to us. The prayer tip of the week. Ask God to heal the wounds of your heart where your dad or other family member hurt you to the core. Jesus can heal the hurt. Trust him. Come to him. Be honest and open with him. He already knows, and he wants to heal you in the deepest core of your being. He wants to make his presence known to you. He wants to manifest himself to you as you love him. He will love you, and you will be healed in him. And so begin that healing process today. Invite Jesus to touch every hurting area of your heart. And if you haven't already invited him into your heart as Savior and Lord, let's do that right now. So if you already know him, we'll pray for healing of past hurts. And if you don't yet know him, we'll also include that in the following prayer so that we can just put our faith and trust in Jesus and experience the Father's love this Father's Day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We confess that we need you. We can't do life without you. You are God, and there is no other. And today, some of us are still hurting from past experiences, be it with a dad or a father-like figure. And I just ask that you would touch every hurting part of every heart listening to this program. Heal them, Lord, please. We welcome you into our hearts, every area of our hearts. Heal those wounds. Touch them. Heal them. Make us complete and whole in you. We need you so much in every way, Lord. Some of us are putting faith and trust in you as the first time of doing so. We welcome you into our hearts as Savior and Lord. We don't trust ourselves to be good enough. We trust in you to save us. We believe that you died on the cross personally for us, that you rose again, conquering sin and death. We confess our sins. We repent of our sins. And we welcome you into our hearts and lives as Savior and Lord. Please rule. We love you. We thank you for being willing to love us and for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for adopting us as fully loved, fully true children of you. We love you too. In Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, you can always send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Thank the station that's airing this program, because that's so important. And we also want you to know, to remember to every single day, that Jesus still loves you. Thanks for listening.